In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is among us. For some of the visitors today, our outreach has begun something new, implementing something new in our outreach. It's called the stewardship as a way of life, Christian stewardship as a way of life. And so today is one more homily focusing on the stewardship. Last week was stewardship of treasure. Today, I'd like to concentrate with you on stewardship of time and talent. And of course, the big theme is all a big theme behind all of this is that everything you and I have, everything you and I have, is a gift from Almighty God on loan to us for a period of time. On loan to us for a period of time. Some years ago, I read about the life of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And one of his closest advisors during much of the time of his presidency was a man named Harry Hopkins. And during World War II, Harry's influence with Roosevelt was at its peak. Hopkins held, however, no official cabinet position. Moreover, Hopkins' closeness to Roosevelt ended up causing a lot of rivalry and bitterness among those around Roosevelt and also in Congress, to the point that they began to gossip about Harry Hopkins, calling him a sinister man, someone in the shadows really running the presidency. As a result, Harry Hopkins became a major political liability to President Roosevelt. In fact, one political foe questioned Roosevelt. He asked him, he said, quote, "Why do you keep Hopkins so close to you? You surely realize that people distrust him and they resent his influence." End of quote. And the president responded, quote, "Someday you may well be sitting here where I am now as President of the United States of America. And when you are, you'll be looking at that Oval Office door over there and knowing that practically everybody coming into that door is wanting something from you. You will learn then what a lonely, lonely job this position is." "And then you'll realize how important and invaluable a man like Harry Hopkins is. He serves me and wants nothing else than to serve me." End of quote. Later, the Prime Minister of England, Winston Churchill, rated Harry Hopkins as one of the six most powerful men in the 1940s. What was Hopkins' real power? He was willing to serve unselfishly. As the outreach marks its 1 year anniversary, and thanks be to God, last week and this week, the theme of the homilies have been on the meaning and the purpose of Christian stewardship as a way of life. Might that historical figure, Harry Hopkins, be taken to heart? In his first epistle, St. Peter writes these words, quote, "As generous distributors of God's manifold grace, put your gifts at the service of one another, each in the measure he has received." End of quote. I like to repeat those words. As generous distributors of God's manifold grace. Put your gifts at the service of one another, each in the measure he has received. They are apt words, foundational to the way of stewardship, whether it's one's time or one's talent. God loans to you and me our time and our talent. Have you ever thought about that? Time is on loan to me. It's a gift to me. My talents are on loan to me. They're not mine. They're not mine to use however I want. God gives them in service. He gives them to you and me in service, ultimately, for his kingdom. You and I have an obligation to share them selflessly. How can this passage then be applied practically? The highest and most noble work that we can do on earth is the work of liturgy. What we do on Friday evenings and Sunday mornings. It's giving God selflessly our time and our talent in order to worship him as members of the body of Christ and to manifest his kingdom on earth. I think too often we forget that. In America, we thrive on individualism, and too often we see the divine liturgy simply as for us and our own purposes, And we forget that I belong to a church. That means I belong to the body of Christ. And therefore, in a way, I have an obligation to be here every Sunday. I have as much of an obligation as possible to be here on Friday evenings. Why? Because when you and I and all of us gather together, what do we manifest? The kingdom on earth. It has come upon this earth. I've often thought to myself, one of the saddest sights is to drive by and see a church mostly unused throughout the week. After all, what is a church? A sacred place set apart. It's called the house of God. All other buildings, think of how often they get used and for what purposes. Most of it is actually for worldly purposes. And yet, how little our churches are used throughout the week. Our churches should be the most noble and beautiful buildings because of what happens in this building. They should be more used than any other building that we pass by. And then Sunday, talking about time. Sunday is the most important day of the week for no other reason than it is the day of the resurrection. That day, that event, changed forever human history. And since the beginning of Christianity, right there in the Gospels, right there in the letters of St. Paul, we see the baptized gathering every Sunday, the day of the Lord, to commemorate our Lord's passing from death to life. What else really matters? They can take our life, whoever on earth, and it doesn't make any difference because if I'm in Christ, I'm alive and they can't take really my life. Similar then to tithing of one's treasure, right, giving God the first fruits of our income to God, because our income, our treasure, is a gift from God, and we give him the first fruits, like the Jews gave the firstborn, they would give their first fruits of their harvest. So also we as Christians give God the first fruits of our time. That's why Christians show up on Sunday morning. The first day of the week, the first moments of the week, we give them to God. Before we take anything for ourselves of the time he gives us. And that's why we assemble every Sunday. Time is a gift And it's ultimately a gift to continue to grow and mature in a relationship with God and his body, the body of the church. And of course, after divine liturgy and vespers and so forth, the public prayer of the church, there's the importance of taking time out of every day and giving it to God. Spending time in personal prayer with God and spending time as a family in prayer, because time is a gift from him to have communion with him. There are but two real and concrete examples of how you and I live the words of St. Peter. Be generous distributors of God's manifold grace. Put your gifts at the service of one another, each time, each in the measure he has received. Aside from vespers and divine liturgy and our parish life here in celebration, what else comes to mind? Those who minister at the liturgies are chanters. And we need chanters. We can't rely just on Joseph. We don't know when Richard will come back. So we need chanters. We need people who are committed to learning the music. Yes, it's work, but we need people. Readers. We need readers. We shouldn't just rely on Pierre. He's more than willing. He's been very gracious to do it. But we need readers, people willing to prepare the Word of God and to read the Word of God. What a privilege. What a privilege to be able to read the Word of God. We need servers. And then we think of those who make possible our fellowships by coordinating them, setting them up, and remaining afterwards to clean up. Then there are those who take the time to prepare the bread for our divine liturgies, and those who take the time to prepare dishes to share with the community on our Friday evening socials and our first Sunday potlucks. And then there are those who tend the web page, take the time to record homilies, to get the word out among in the community, and those who have helped me when I've asked them with administrative tasks. These are but a few of the many ministries and apostles in the outreach. Trust me, more could be done, but you have to step forward and be willing to lead it. The reason behind these acts of stewardship, the reason, is selfless love rather than self-love. I don't do something because I really like to do it, because it makes me feel good. I realize I have a talent, I have time, and I do it out of selfless love. The motivation then is not about self. The motivation is in response to the words of St. Peter, be generous distributors of God's manifold grace, putting your gifts at the service of one another, each in the measure he has received. As the calendar year 2022 approaches, every member of every age of this outreach, yes, every age, is called and needed to help advance the kingdom of heaven on earth by becoming involved in the life of the outreach. As with that confidant of President Roosevelt, Harry Hopkins, may every member have the same desire to serve unselfishly. Because as the Lord tells us in Matthew 26, it's not so much the person in front of you you're serving, as much as serving our Lord himself. Yes. We serve the Lord when we serve one another. Now I know living in the modern culture, we find many demands competing for our time and our talents. Nonetheless, we must not forget the works of charity and the service requirements of the outreach. We must remember that the DFW outreach, as with any parish, exists for one reason ultimately: to worship God. To worship God. That is the only reason why this outreach should and will exist. And then, and to fulfill and to make that possible is to fulfill the law of charity. The law of charity. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And to fulfill that vocation, it's a vocation to each and every one of you, each and every one of us given at baptism, we must then have a vibrant common life of prayer and fellowship. Engaging in any ministry or any apostolate in the outreach is a very practical way to answer that great commandment of selfless love called charity. When charity becomes a lived reality, you and I then are realizing the Eucharist, and you and I are realizing the event of divinization, theosis. So today, during the great procession with the gifts which are being brought forward to be presented, offered to God for sacrifice, consider prayerfully how your time and your talents may be selflessly given in service to this outreach and to the kingdom of heaven on earth in the coming year, 2022. Christ